Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
19 degrees in Newmarket, Aurora. The Canadian dollar on this Wednesday trading at 72.12 cents U.S. The TSX up 54 points today. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Sylvester. A travel rights expert says Air Canada's adoption of a policy to cover certain transportation expenses during a recent work stoppage signals it is acknowledging its legal obligation under the Airline Passenger Protection Regulations. Air Passenger Rights Advocacy Group President Gabor Lukacs says that Air Canada has an obligation to rebook passengers on any airline within 48 hours of the original departure time. But Lukacs says Air Canada did not meet that requirement in many cases, hearing from customers who received emails indicating there were no alternative flights available through its competitors. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers says it presented new offers to Canada Post today, seeking higher wages than the Crown Corporation's latest proposal. Unionized workers rejected Canada Post's most recent offers in a direct vote earlier this month. That offer would have included wage hikes of around 13% over 4 years and added part-timers. Canada Post has warned the service is bleeding millions of dollars in business daily, tied to uncertainty around collective bargaining. Premier Doug Ford says Hamilton-based steel company Stelco should find a new owner. At a news conference today, Ford said Stelco president Lorenzo Gonsalves, quote, doesn't give two hoots about the company's workers. Gonsalves has spoken positively about the tariffs imposed on Canadian steel, as well as U.S. President Donald Trump's move to double them from 25 to 50%. Ford was in Hamilton to announce $70 million worth of funding for training and employment services for workers in industries affected by U.S. tariffs. Experts say Canada will have to prepare for more seasons marked by drought, severe drought, as this summer's bone-dry conditions tormented farmers. Data from the federal government as of the end of July reveals that 71% of the country was either abnormally dry or under drought conditions. The Canadian Climate Institute's Ryan Ness says this year is a sign of the types of conditions the country will experience more frequently. Baseball this afternoon in Pittsburgh, the Blue Jays lost 2-1 to the Pirates. Hot country weather, cloudy skies this afternoon and this evening, the chance of showers, 15 overnight. Thursday clearing, the high 26, Friday sunny, and a high of 27. Right now in Newmarket, Aurora, it's 19 degrees. From the Hot Country News Center, I'm Brian Sylvester.